Welcome to a new mini podcast called From Home. My name is Michael Ruhlman. Guests on From Home will be giving us self-recorded updates on what they're cooking, what's in their pantry, and what they're looking forward to when life gets back to normal. Today we're heading to the West Coast to check in with Brad Miller. Some of you may know him from his bucolic restaurant, Inn of the Seventh Ray, but for those who haven't been into the hills of Topanga, California, 25 miles northwest of Los Angeles, you've probably seen him on TV, on the Food Network, NBC, PBS, and on Food Truck Nation on the Cooking Channel. So, without further ado,
this is From Home with.
This is From Home with
Brad Miller.
Hi, I'm Brad Miller, and I'm a chef and restaurateur, and I occasionally play a chef on TV. I'm coming to you from my kitchen in my house in Woodland Hills, California.
Choose one easy-to-prepare dish that has become a go-to for you.
What's your go-to recipe?
What have you been cooking?
What have you been cooking during quarantine?
My easy-to-prepare dish doesn't come off as easy, but it is. Just a lot of ingredients, but these are all ingredients that I think most people who would kind of be listening to a food podcast would kind of have in their pantry. So it's actually pretty easy. It's a conbi. It's an egg tamago sandwich, basically in layman's terms. It is an egg salad sandwich, but using like the Japanese technique and these methods and these ingredients that are amazing. So, I mean, just the ingredients alone, you should have, some of them are going to be a little out there, but you need eggs, mustard, Kewpie mayonnaise, or just regular mayonnaise is fine, sugar, salt, mirin, scallion, white bread, rice vinegar, black pepper, MSG. You might not have the MSG or the mirin or, you know, the Kewpie mayo. You don't have to use MSG. You don't have to use Kewpie mayo. You can use regular. You don't have to put mirin in there. You don't have rice vinegar. Use whatever kind of vinegar you want. And you need like a soy egg. I know it sounds complex, but you can just do a 7-minute egg. Basically, these are just the ingredients to make a really awesome egg salad sandwich. So all I do is I boil my eggs. I bring the eggs in a cold pot up to a boil, and then after it comes to a boil, I turn it off, put a lid on it, set a timer for 10 minutes, and then after the 10 minutes, I shock them in ice water, and then I peel them, smash them up, and then add my mustard, my mayonnaise, my rice vinegar, my sugar, my salt, my scallions, my black pepper, my MSG. I add all those ingredients together and make egg salad. It seems pretty simple. It is pretty simple. And then I just take white bread. It's supposed to be Japanese milk bread, but yeah, nobody has that. So, I mean, I don't have it either, and I don't know where to get it right now. So just white bread. Any Wonder Bread is fine. White bread is fine. And I just put a little mustard on one part of the bread, put a little mayo on the other, and just put my 7-minute soy egg, which is just, you know, a 7-minute egg that's been soaked in my soy mix, but you can just do a 7-minute egg. And I just put that on my bread. I cut it in half and then put my egg salad on the actual bread, push it together, you know, sandwich it, if you will, cut it into 3 parts to make it look really cool, like the pictures you see on Instagram. And there you go. My super easy slash kind of complex pantry staple that I go to is my Japanese egg salad sandwich. But literally, you can just do half of what I said and make yourself an amazing egg salad sandwich. But if you put the 7-minute egg in the middle, that's what's going to make it a little more different and just a little bit better and really enjoyable to eat in this in these times we're living in right now. Also, if that seems too much, you can go to my Instagram at Chef Brad Miller, and I have it on my highlights how to make this dish. This is not a shameless promotion. It's like literally just easier. I made a whole video that you can see, and I'll walk you through, and it's actually really, really easy to do when you watch the video.
Take a look in your cupboards.
What's in your pantry?
Freezer.
Refrigerator?
Walk us through what you see. What are you stocked up on?
Well, walking you through my pantry, my refrigerator, my freezer. My girlfriend keeps it pretty stocked up. We do a pretty large Instacart order, and we order, you know, staples. We order eggs, milk, make sure we have flour, some dried pasta. I get, you know, canned tomato paste and canned diced tomatoes and olive oil. I mean, with that, you can make, you know, a million different things. You can make shakshuka with the eggs, or you can make the eggs into pasta. Like, there's just so many things you can do with just a couple little things. But I always like to have frozen pizzas on hand at all times because I cook so much that some nights I just want a frozen pizza. Pretty substantial wine collection, actually. I'm sorry. It used to be a pretty substantial wine collection up until this pandemic has put us all here. So now I would say half the wine that I had is gone, and that's being modest. Other than that, I think, you know, honestly, I have a lot of Japanese ingredients. I keep a lot of like tamari and soy and sesame seed oil, rice vinegar, mirin, sake, sesame seed oil. I keep a lot of that stuff because those are like combined can create mother sauces. You can create so much with just that little bit of like soys and sesame seed oils and all kinds of stuff like that. I mean, that will really, you can just go for miles with that kind of stuff.
Tell us about the dish you eat when you want to feel comfortable, safe, nostalgic, or taken care of.
What's your ultimate?
What is your ultimate comfort food?
And why do you love it so much?
The dish I eat that I, you know, kind of makes me feel comfortable is, it isn't so much a dish as it is a technique, grilling. I love to grill, and I don't like to grill. I don't go too complex with it. I don't try to reinvent the wheel. I just want to like marinate some beef, marinate some chicken or some lamb, and just go out, fire up the grill, be outside, and just grill some meat. Get that caramel like smell, and you know, the caramelization on the meat, all that like just really puts me at ease and kind of just relaxes me. It's my comfort zone.
From the food perspective, walk us through what happens when this pandemic is under control.
What do you miss about
restaurants,
waiters,
bartenders,
professional chefs?
What's the first restaurant or bar you'll visit? What will you order? Why?
Well, when this is all over, I have to go to my restaurant because I have some restaurants to run and make sure that everybody's safe and back to work, cooking delicious, nutritious food for the groups of people that need to come out and need to enjoy themselves. And that kind of is what gives me happiness, is feeding these people. For myself, I have this little sushi restaurant. I live in the San Fernando Valley in California, which has some of the best sushi restaurants in LA. So I'm a sushi guy. I love sushi. That's what I love to eat. So we're going to go to this little restaurant, Ichiban Kan. It's not quite like the lowest sushi. It's not quite the highest. It's right in the middle. It's the one that they make really great sushi and you can afford it. So that's the kind of place you can go to once a week. It's, you know, it's a mom and pop. It's locally run. And I just want to go back and support them and just go back to eating and enjoying and just, you know, focusing on something else rather than this pandemic is what I'm looking forward to. But I got to go with sushi.
Is there any message you have for listeners right now?
How to support.
Support.
Anything they should do to support their local hospitality industry workers?
How to support.
Take care.
I would say the message for listeners right now is to go out there when we're able to and support local restaurants. Try not to, you know, go to the chains as much. I mean, we all like to hit up, you know, one of the chains, one of the major ones for comfort food and whatever we need. But the local restaurants are what keep the community alive, keep us happy. It's the ones we remember going to that have great food, great service, and really, you know, it's they try to really please the customer. We really, 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 it's all about like the camaraderie and the feel and the love of having everybody around us and, you know, family and friends. And that's what local restaurants are to me, is, you know, just really, really trying to make everybody feel great, everybody be happy, feed, nourish, and just make sure everyone leaves with a smile. Because to me, that's what kind of life's all about, is, you know, finding that little center of happiness and living there for a moment.
Finally, it's important to keep our spirits up at a time like this.
Knock, knock.
Knock, knock.
We'd love it if you'd share your favorite joke.
Tell us a
cheesy
joke.
Here's a joke.
So a joke. It's my go-to joke. It's pretty great. So this guy goes to the pet store and he buys a caterpillar. Yeah, that's his pet. Names him Bob, brings him home. So he goes to, you know, Bob the caterpillar. He's like, hey, Bob, you know, we don't really know each other. Let's, you know, we're supposed to be best friends. Let's go down to the pub. Let's get a beer. Let's get to know each other. Bob the caterpillar doesn't respond, doesn't say anything. And then the guy's like, I don't know what's going on. He's like, hey, Bob, come on, man. Let's go. You know, we got to make this work. I just got you. We're going to live together. Let's go down to the pub. Let's get a few pints. Let's really get to know each other. Bob doesn't say anything. So, you know, I don't know, half hour goes by and the guy who just bought this caterpillar, Bob, is starting to get pretty frustrated. He's like, hey, Bob, what's going on, man? We're supposed to be friends. We got to get to know each other. Why don't you want to go down the street and get a beer with me? So finally, Bob the Caterpillar goes, oh my gosh, I'm putting on my shoes. That's what I got for you. Hope you enjoy it.
Brad, you're spot on when you say that restaurants are as much about happiness and fellowship as they are about the food. And when we get back to some sense of normalcy, I just know that you'll enjoy that first sushi dinner out. And listeners, if you want to see that video of Brad making his Japanese-inspired egg salad sandwich, head over to his Instagram, at Chef Brad Miller. Click on the saved story, Konbi, K-O-N-B-I. And thanks for listening.